this many injuries in one season?
I haven't even counted, so it's part of the game.
Does it seem more than usual?
Again, I mean, I'm not really focused on the injuries, so just trying to get ready for this week.
With that said, then, how much do you focus on the guys who just can get out there and the guys who can kind of...
Yeah, I mean, you're going to play with what you got, and that's all you can really focus on, you know? I mean, if you're injured, you're injured. It's, you know, no secret, so that's it.
Talking to a lot of players yesterday and today, not many of you guys even knew that if Miami would have lost, you guys, you know, yeah, the division. Is this because you're focused on some bigger thing?
Yeah, I mean, we're just focused on task at hand, you know, what we have to do, what we have to accomplish, and, you know, it's playing the Tennessee Titans this week, and, you know, that's what we're focused on.
Danny, some new guys coming in. What are some of the challenges, you know, when they're coming in week 12, 13 of the season? Learning the playbook. What are some of the challenges?
I mean, it's definitely a challenge for, you know, somebody to come in that week and learn the playbook, just because we've been working on it for a long time and it's constantly changing and stuff like that. So, you know, the quicker a new guy can pick up the playbook, the better. So, and the more they can help, the more they can do.
Not to say you're surprised, but how well has the team impressed you in terms of adapting to all the changes in personnel?
I mean, you got to deal with adversity, you know, throughout the whole season. So, whether it be injuries, you know, guys moving around, different positions, stuff like that. So, it's no different. You just kind of have to adapt and get better.
Is one of the underlying things you talk about the playbook and difficulties in that respect? But is one of the underlying things developing a chemistry with a new teammate at this time of the year? I mean, you have a chemistry with Tom. There are running backs that have a chemistry with Tom. Is it tough, though, to develop chemistry at this time of year with new players?
I mean, you're going to – I don't know. I mean, depends on what it is, I guess. I mean, if you're a back, I mean, I guess you just got to hand the ball off, right? I mean, if you're a receiver, you still got to get open and catch the ball. So, I mean chemistry can be built, obviously, and that's with experience, obviously. So the more experience you get with a guy, the more chemistry you'll build.
Speaking of experience, you guys have had experience with the kind of defense you're seeing with Division I on the defense. Does that help seeing that?
With what defense? With
Dick LeBeau's.
Oh, Dick LeBeau's defense. Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
You've had experience with that, so at least you've had experience, you know, been up with Tennessee.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, Coach Belichick's, you know, been coaching with and against Dick LeBeau for a long time. He knows what he's, you know, done in his past, and, you know, that's going to help him for the future. So we just trust the game plan, trust, you know, what we prepare with, and go from there.
One of those names being thrown around is Steven Jackson. What type of a player is he?
Steven's a great player. He's, you know, very physical back. He's smart. He's a veteran. He's a good teammate. He's, you know, he's physical. He's smart. So... I loved playing with him.
Danny, I know you talked about focusing on the Titans, but still, seven straight division titles. It's 3-for-3 for you. It's the first goal to get into the playoffs. What does that say about this team, especially given the injuries you guys have faced, to be consistent enough to again win another division championship?
I mean, it's a goal to get in the playoffs each year, and it's a goal to, you know, to win out, to win as many games as we can, and to beat our division opponents, and you know, we're excited about that, obviously, but there's more goals at, you know, at hand, and you know, we'll be ready to try to prepare to get those.
Because you clinched while you were probably sleeping Monday night, do you feel like you just cheated out of a hat and a T-shirt?
No, I got it.
You got it?
It's in my locker.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Dean, you talked about Steven Jackson, just you love to play with him.
Yep.
But also the challenges with a guy coming in that's new.
Yep.
Do you see him having to deal with these challenges? How do you think he'll handle it?
I mean, he's going to get all the help he can, and you know, as a new guy, try to be put in a position to succeed, and it's really the bottom line. You know, he's been in this offense before, too, so he kind of knows. I don't know that he's – have we signed him? I don't know what the deal is. So, I mean, apparently he's still on the street, so. I keep in touch with him. He's a good friend of mine, so he lives in Vegas, so anytime we go to Vegas, we hang out.
It's always good to have friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last one, the adversity you guys continue to face. Instead of looking at it as, why is it always us? Why does this keep happening to us? Do you guys think of it as maybe down as you continue throughout the season, it only helps you get better, kind of a positive twist to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only us. Every team has injuries. Every team has like adversity to deal with. It's no different. It's just something that you have to. It's unexpected, and you have to adapt, and that's what the only thing you can plan for is adapting.
Adapting.
Thank you guys.